Now, how many of you know about the object in Greenland? A couple of you, okay. Well, for those of you that don't know, there is a spacecraft that has melted out of the ice in Greenland. As you know, the North Pole has melted completely. You can go from London to Moscow or to Russia by going over the North Pole now. All the ice cap is gone. The last place that has ice on it was Greenland. Greenland had a 18,000-foot ice cap on it. Well, the spacecraft that is anchored in the center of Greenland created the last ice age 50,000 years ago. It's a weather machine. It's 55 miles wide, 300 miles long, and 2 miles high. The people that lived in it were called the Moys. If you draw a straight line from the spacecraft to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., through the Yucatan Peninsula Great Pyramid at Michibuchi, it ends up on Easter Island where the Moys have been dug out of this dirt. The heads on Easter Island? Well, 2 years ago, they finally went ahead and they excavated, and they're all 65 to 85-foot people, full-body carvings. And these were the people that lived in the spacecraft that was uncovered, that's melting out of the ice in Greenland. So when you think we've been alone, these people have been up there for 50,000 years. The spacecraft is still active after 50,000 years. It has a 200-mile dampening field where no electrons can flow into it. In 1947, a B-52 bomber flew into that pattern, into the dampening field, when trying to fly between Maine and London. As a result of that, they lost power and crashed in Greenland. As they sent in rescue B-52 bombers to rescue them, they hit that same dampening field, but they veered off. They just ricocheted off of it. And by testing, trying to get to these guys, they were able to bring a circumference and find out that there was an object 200 miles to the center of this field.